English.
So you know there is another radio project coming up soon, hopefully.
Where?
Around the Bard College area.
Oh, I see.
And we are going to talk with Danielle Ryu. She is the person spearheading the effort to get the station up and going. She also works at Bard at the Human Rights Project as the associate director. But okay. Now she's going to tell us a little bit about this Bard Radio. What is this? Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Marielle. How are you today?
Very good.
Very good.
we're wondering... can you explain a little bit what is this radio, Bard Radio? Is this for Bard students, or what is it all about?
Well, as you know, because you work at WGXC with a show there, the FCC offered some non-commercial licenses a few years back, and so a lot of people tried to get one of them because they're very rare, and so Bard, along with GXC and a number of other places in our area, successfully got licenses. And the idea with non-commercial licenses is that it's, they are not for profit. They are generally community-based, and because Bard is a college, it will obviously have some student involvement and some faculty and staff involvement and the support of the school, generally speaking. But we're hoping that this radio station, our call letters will be WLHV once we go live, that our station will be an interesting collaboration between the school and the surrounding area because, the station radius will be much greater than the school. And so we need to, for this to work and for it to be a success, I think we need to have a very involved community.
So what kind of programming is going to be involved to try to get the listeners around the area?
Well, there will be a lot of music because Bard, has a very good reputation for music, both classical and jazz and other kinds of innovative electronic music. So we will have music. The student shows will most likely be music-based shows, although, programming details have yet to be finalized, but it's looking like student shows will be music-based, which will help to keep old people like me hip, I hope.
Good.
and Bard has a conservatory of music. So, and they often pursue very interesting and innovative programs and repertoires. So that's something, and that's all students. I mean, those are students performing, right? So it's a there will be a lot of student involvement on that front, too. And then, of course, there will be a lot of talk shows, hopefully.
Is this going to be what is the range of the radio stations going to be?
Interestingly enough, where our northern signal reaches just where GXD ends, so we sort of connect up north, which is somewhere around Germantown, a little north of Germantown. And then, similarly, over the river, we reach Saugerties and Southern Kingston, I believe. We're hoping to reach Southern Kingston. And I think GXC reaches just north of us there, too. So so we connect up with where GXC signal drops off. And then to the east, we reach Pine Plains. And to the south, we reach just the tip of Rhinebeck. So...
to the west, Woodstock won't be in the radar.
Yeah.
Woodstock also?
Pardon me, sorry?
Is Woodstock also in the radar of the radio station?
No, I wish it were, but no, we don't quite reach that far.
I'm visiting their website, it's wlhv.bard.edu. And it says...
Yeah, that's the website.
As soon as you get in there, it says radio, local, and global. What is that?
Well, that's a good question. We're hoping that as part of the new model of radio we're trying to pursue, that, it's exactly not what most radio is now, which is a lot of nationally syndicated radio, whether it's Clear Channel or NPR or other examples of PRI or American Public Media, all of which produce wonderful content, but all of that is for national syndication. We're hoping to focus on local and global because BARD has a number of partner institutions all over the world, in Russia and South Africa and the West Bank and a lot of places in Kyrgyzstan now. So we're hoping that we're going to partner with them to make some interesting programs about those places or, in some innovative way, talk about those places in a way that audiences here would otherwise never hear about. And also, we're part of this community, and there's a lot going on here, as you know, right? So we're hoping to focus locally and globally. I hope that answers your question. But yeah, and of course, the program, BARD is a very cosmopolitan place, and in fact, so is a lot of the area that we're going to be broadcasting to. So there's a lot of, important aspects of the local and global that we can pursue in all kinds of ways. I don't want to limit it by, outlining it too specifically here. I think I need to stress that right now, the programming ideas, at least, are very much in the ideas phase, and that we're very excited about pursuing all kinds of opportunities. So,
yes.
Daniel, this is gonna be in 88.1 FM. It sounds so exciting, and I want to ask, when is it going to start, and what is needed to get started?
I think the FCC gives you a deadline, and if you don't have your station up and running by then, they take your license away. So our deadline is June of next year, so June of 2012. And so this is the 12, the 1 year. We had an inaugural fundraising and awareness launch last month because that was signaling exactly the 1 year countdown to when we need to be on the air. So we need to be on the air by June 2012. And in order for us to do that, we just need a lot of, we need to build a membership base. We need a lot of people who might be interested in radio who'd want to help out. And anybody who wants to do that is more than welcome to write to me directly and let me know that. And also, we're going to be doing a few events, public events, one at the end of the summer, the details of which aren't finalized. Otherwise, I'd love to announce it, but I can't do that just yet. But we're going to do something at BART at the end of August, and then we're going to hopefully do other public events from there on out, hopefully one every month or every 6 weeks or so. And we're going to try and do them in all the different towns and villages in our listening area. So if people from those areas are interested in helping out or have good ideas about that, I'd love to hear them. And of course, donations are always welcome.
It's WLHV, Bar Radio, open to Spanish language programming?
Yes. Well, yes, Marielle and I actually had one conversation about that a while ago. That's definitely going to be a priority for us because that's of our local programming. That's something that I think we would be very strong in organizing and producing. So yes, absolutely.
What other languages will be involved in this radio?
Oh well, it depends on the languages of the people who want to be on the radio. At this point, we're not going to favor any language. Well, the obvious ones are Spanish and English, but. I think we can explore all kinds of things. If we have shows with our partner institutions overseas, then there will obviously be some language component to those that we will either just broadcast as a bilingual show or we will have translated. But I feel, so that would be Russian or Afrikaans or Arabic or Kyrgyz or maybe Hungarian from the Central European University. So there's a possibility for a lot of languages. Right now, we just don't know exactly, which shows will be pursued or not. So,
it really sounds like a very exciting project. Yeah. And what are you guys doing to get to raise the funds and all the things you need to get the radio started by your deadline in June next year?
Well, that's a good question. We're actively recruiting volunteers who want to be on various committees, whether it's the programming committee or the technical committee, or, you know, as you know, being at GXC, it's a huge enterprise to start something that is, you know, what we hope to be, something that's a real community voice, and, you know, to impress upon people that, you know, this is the closest to democratic media in a way that people will, in our area anyway, will be able to access, you know, and call their own. So making sure that we involve a lot of people is a priority. I also think, you know, we need to be reaching out to people and encouraging them to understand that, you know, even though this is a Bard radio station, you know, Bard is not going to pay for the whole thing outright, you know, and exactly because this is a big radius and we have a lot of people to reach, it will depend on the support of the community, because that will make it a real community station, right? If it's member supported, then it's member supported. So we're hoping for that model, and so we're doing all we can to encourage people to understand that model, not just that it's Bard Radio, but that it's also their radio.
Wonderful.
Sounds good. So Daniel Ryu, the person spearheading the effort to get the station up and going, that's a nice title for a business card. And she's also the associate director of the Human Rights Project at Bard. Maybe during the fall, when the Human Rights Project have this, they have so many lectures and presentations that are open to the public. Maybe in the fall we can talk a little bit about what is coming.
Definitely.
That sounds great. I'd love to do that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Well, thank you, and good luck with the project.